This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Rim Fire up in the Sierra Nevada near and I guess in Yosemite National Park is now more than 200 square miles, still spreading. The smoke is apparently so thick that airports 150 miles away are canceling flights. And the city of San Francisco has shut down two of its three power generating stations at the Hetch Hetchy Reservoir. Thankfully, only 23 buildings have been destroyed so far, but more than 4,000 others are said to be threatened. The next step for those whose homes have been destroyed is likely a call to their insurance company. But a lot of people who live in fire-prone areas can't get regular fire insurance. Instead, they rely on a big pool of money that has a surprising origin story. Here's Marketplace's David Weinberg.
Wildfires are relatively easy to predict. If you have a bone-dry forest that suffered 2 years of drought, there's a good chance it will burn. What is not so easy to calculate is how to insure the houses in that forest.
One of the most difficult things in explaining wildfire is just trying to ascertain and put a handle on what the risk actually is.
Pete Moraga is with the Insurance Information Network of California, a nonprofit that provides data for consumers. He and his colleagues recently looked at data from each of California's 58 counties and found that 2 million of the 13.7 million homes in the state sit in high to severe wildfire regions.
So when we actually did the study, a lot of people were really surprised to find out that the most homes in the highest risk were actually in Los Angeles County.
Most of these homes are in the Santa Monica Mountains, in neighborhoods like Beverly Hills, Malibu, and Bel Air. Because of the risk, nearly half of all the properties there can't get regular fire insurance. So they turn to the California Fair Plan Association.
Everybody calls us the market of last resort.
Mike Harris has worked at Fair Plan for 30 years. Fair Plan is basically a big pool of money that every insurance company in the state is required to contribute to.
It's approximately 300 companies that are licensed write property and casualty business in California. So by statute, they all have to be members of the association and participate both in our profits and our losses.
There are 31 Fair Plan associations nationwide, most of which were created after urban riots in the 1960s.
6 days of rioting in a Negro section of Los Angeles left behind scenes reminiscent of war-torn cities.
Those were the Watts riots, sparked by discriminatory housing policies and police brutality that caused years of tension to build up. It erupted in August of 1965. More than 100 square blocks were destroyed by fire and looting. Afterwards, insurance companies refused to provide coverage there.
This basically was considered redlining.
This led to the creation of the Watts Pool, money designated for insuring buildings in places where redlining was common. Around the same time, the Bel Air Canyon fire consumed the homes of celebrities like Burt Lancaster and Zsa Zsa Gabor. And these wealthy homeowners found themselves in the same shoes as the residents of Watts. So a second pool of money was created for property in the hills above Los Angeles.
So those two pools were combined to basically form the Fair Plan.
Today, the Fair Plan covers only 1.2% of the statewide market. But in the Santa Monica Mountains, Fair Plan insures nearly half of the properties. This is just one of several policies that critics argue encourages development in high-risk fire zones.
So in effect, we are incentivizing the capacity of people to move up into these mountains, to live in these canyons, and to enjoy that gorgeous real estate.
That's Char Miller, an environmental policy professor at Pomona College. The problem, he says, is that these types of incentives, whether they're in the Santa Monica Mountains or the Rocky Mountains, combined with a lack of restrictions on where houses can be built, means that the financial and ecological costs of defending those houses from fire are paid by everyone. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.